It seems simple enough. If you want to make Manuka honey, plant the right kind of tree and then pollinate it with some bees.
We're trying to introduce a new industry with Manuka, which is a leptospermum tea tree, on the basis of producing high-quality, high-grade Manuka honey, primarily targeted at the medical industry and pharmaceutical cosmetic industries, as well as other products that'll come from this.
Paul Callender is a Perth businessman. He's imported leptospermum seed varieties from the North Island of New Zealand, and he's hoping he can get them to establish into plantations here in WA. In fact, he's already started. He's got 1 million. Yes, 1 million of these plants growing in a nursery in Manjimup in the southwest of WA.
And we're in the process of planting those out, starting to plant them out in June of this year. In parallel, we're working closely with the universities to try and build that national database of the various leptospermums around Western Australia in particular, and looking at how we can partner with the bee industry to grow a really sustainable long-term bee industry as well.
So the next question is, will these trees actually grow successfully here in Australia? Well, consultant Tony Woods says yes, but he does admit there's still a lot of work to be done in these trials.
We've had a lot of rabbits and a lot of roos out there, and they seem to not regard it as being as good as we regard the kiwi lamb. But it's doing very well. And, we're hoping out of those trials with a whole different varieties from all over New Zealand, we'll be able to sort of start to select the right sort of varieties to work with the West Australian environment. So some of those varieties are from coastal environments, which means they're salt air tolerant, and even some from salty country. Some of them are from wet country, and some of them are from drier country. And of course they come from a whole range of different soils. Everything from sandy, sort of fairly barren soils through to high rich volcanic soils that they have in New Zealand. Of course, we're not sure how those are going to translate into the Western Australian environment, but we'll be conducting trials to see.
So there is more work to be done on how these trees could establish here, but if they do grow and they flower successfully, the Manuka industry could be a gold mine for local honey producers. Beekeeper Brendan Fuster believes there's huge potential for Manuka across Australia, but particularly here in WA.
It's sort of only becoming, it's in the vogue type of thing in the last probably 3 or 4 years, where there's been a bit more interest in active honeys. We've got our local Jarra, which is an active honey. Our Mary is an active honey, but different type to the Manuka. The Manuka's a different kettle of fish altogether. And look, it won't come tomorrow. We're willing to work over the next, 3, 4, 5 years to get this right. And if we can get it right, I think it'll be really beneficial to not only us as starting it off, but for everyone in WA in beekeeping.
And with Western Australia's reputation as being the Noah's Ark for healthy, disease-free bees, Brendan Fuster reckons an industry established in WA could be a very successful competitor to the original New Zealand product.
And while we have got this clean green, not only image, but it is true. We're antibiotic and chemical free in our hives. So while we've got that, we've got to really run with it and use what we've got in WA. So if we can get our bees numbers to where we need them to get to, and this does take off, yeah, we'll certainly be, well, I don't know, but I think we can probably get above most of the other places purely because of the cleanness of our product.